As John Lee once said, when you practice concentration, it's like observing the five precepts in the mind. The precept against killing, you don't kill off your good qualities. Any good qualities develop, you nurture them, you look after them. You don't just step on them and go off someplace else. Learn to appreciate what good qualities you do have. Mindfulness, alertness, ardency. Protect them. And the precept against stealing, don't take other people's affairs and think about them while you're here. If you haven't asked them whether you have permission to think about their bad habits, well, it's like taking things you haven't been given. You pay more attention to what you're doing right here, right now. That's what's important. Don't steal other people's affairs. The precept against illicit sex. Any sensual thoughts that come up right now, you don't get involved in them. Whatever they may be, sight, sound, smells, tactile sensations, think of them as illicit in the context of trying to get the mind to settle down. As for the precept against lying, you're sitting here with your eyes closed. You look like you're in concentration. You look like your mind is still. But is it really? Try to bring the mind into line with what the body's, the message the body is telling other people. And finally, no intoxication. In other words, have mindfulness and alertness really in charge. All too often, if you're to draw a map or look at a picture of your mind as it goes down the road meditating, it's like a drunkard weaving back and forth and finally falling down in a stupor on the side of the road. You don't want that. You want to be mindful and alert everything you're doing, know what you're doing, why you're doing it. And if it's something that's unskillful, you stop. And this way, your mind has precepts, your mind has virtue. And it can settle down. It's the kind of mind that can give rise to reliable discernment. This is the problem. It is possible to get the mind into concentration without a foundation in the precepts. But the concentration is not reliable because you have to lie to yourself about the things you've done, telling yourself that wasn't harmful. And when you start lying to yourself like this, it's hard to gain genuine insights. The insights get all skewed. So keep your mind virtuous. In line with those five precepts, not killing off your good qualities, not stealing the bad qualities of other people to think about, not getting involved in sensual thoughts, being true to the fact that you're here to meditate and not spend your time doing something else, and finally being alert, mindful, not getting intoxicated. That way your mind provides a good foundation for the kind of discernment that you really want, the kind of discernment that cuts through your defilements. Because it can see them clearly for what they are. People who don't observe the precepts are really dishonest with themselves about what's a defilement, what's not. So make sure that your mind has precepts in addition to the precepts for your body and your speech. That way the foundation for discernment is going to be reliable.